We're on. We're here. It's typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. There's no introduction today. You know what that means. You'll find out. Typically Tuesdays is the radio show that you're tuning into right now here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. There's no introduction. I didn't mention where I was producing the show today. We are live in studio. It has been a while since I've been here, and I'm so excited to be in the station, making the show directly into your ears. The time that I'm speaking to you right now, it is in fact Monday afternoon when the show is supposed to be broadcasting. Typically, I talked to you from the past. Not today. I am in studio today celebrating a very special occasion. Okay, perhaps the mic is not catching the drum roll. It is Fun Drive here at 90.1 FM. This week, Fun Drive is our annual on-air fundraising campaign. It's happening this year, starting today, October 28th, and it is ending on Sunday, November 3rd. This year for Fun Drive, we're trying to raise $10,000 to help, you know, maintain the station and do the things that we need to do in order to upkeep broadcast to your ears. On this hour, I'm going to try to hit a goal of raising $200. And I want you to join me. Can you join me? Can you please join me in raising $200 for the station today on this hour? Pledge $35 to Typically Tuesdays for CJSF 90.1 FM's fundraiser. You can go over to cjsffundrive.ca or text or call 778-782-2573. Text or call donate and send us a pledge. Over here at Typically Tuesdays for $35, I will give you a shout on the radio in just a few minutes. But if you donate more than that, you want to donate $40, you want to donate $50, you want to donate $90.1, $200. If you donate more than $40, you will also get a fun new zine created from my brain for you for this fun drive, all about the fifth year of Typically Tuesday's broadcast. We've been on air for 5 years, and we can't do this without you, because we'd be shouting into a void, obviously. But to know that people are looking forward to Typically Tuesdays is one of the biggest motivations that help me want to continue to make the show. So please, if you enjoy alternative, diverse storytelling and sharing of knowledge, consider donating right now, today, 778-782-2573, text or call, donate, or you can head on over to cjsffundrive.ca, that's cjsffundrive.ca. It will help keep a grassroots independent media healthy and well in Canada. Your donation, that is, you know, and we really, really need that. I'll explain more after this music break. Of course, I'm sure you know already, you know, there's a lot of commercial media out there. And also, even some of the purveyors of so-called DIY media back in the day now are all about profit. Social media, I'll get more into that later. But if you are out here, appreciating the sounds and noises of Typically Tuesdays, either today or any time in the past at all, please consider pledging to Fund Drive. $35 will get you a shout on the radio in just a few minutes. $40 and or more will get you a shout and also a zine created from my brain and my hands, to you. We need your support in order to continue to make great grassroots independent media and to also keep making Typically Tuesdays. So do consider that. CJSF, fundrive.ca, online, or text or call donate to 778-782-2573. Here's some music right now. We're going to be listening to music from Vancouver. Vancouver musicians from Vancouver's DIY scene, I guess. That's very on theme today for our Fun Drive special of Typically Tuesdays. Let's get started with the newest from a Vancouver favorite and the newest from one of our Typically Tuesdays favorites. We've been playing them ever since the show's conception and even earlier than that, before we even had a name on Typically Tuesdays. This is Winona Forever with their most recent album, Sound Argument, Dream Harder. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Winona Forever with Dream Harder off of their latest record, Sound Argument. A fun one that was always fun with Winona Forever. Speaking of fun, it's Fun Drive here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM. If you don't know, Fun Drive is 90.1's annual on-air fundraising campaign. This year, we are trying to raise $10,000 in order to help sustain, you know, the daily operations of our station. And your donation really makes a difference to helping grassroots independent media strive and stay healthy and well in Canada. I have the goal of raising $200 on this hour. And so I am asking you to please help me reach that goal. You know, Meta blocked CJSF about a year ago at the cost of dampening the quality of Canadian media on social media, which is kind of sad, actually super sad, number one, because if you are old as I am, then you remember back in the day, people felt that social media, you know, blogging and vlogging was really the new media of the people because anybody could do it and it was all DIY, right? But last year, because Meta blocked Canadian news media from their social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, and I believe even WhatsApp, we lost a lot of our presence on social media. And that didn't totally make sense because, you know, CJSF isn't exactly a news media outlet. We do a lot of arts and culture and entertainment stuff. But that is evidence, I think, of why that blocking was so so troubling for the state of media democracy in Canada. Just anything was getting blocked that was published by a Canadian media outlet. For-profit media like Meta doesn't give a crap about media democracy. They don't actually care about the stuff that you get to engage with, that you listen to. What they care about is the attention, the time that it takes for you to look at a thing, look at a post that will help them make money. That'll get them ad revenue. That is not democratic. And you're not money-making machines. Come on. You are a regular human person who wants to get your daily dose of either the news or a fun talk show. And, of course, you can tune in to 90.1 FM to get that. You do tune in to 90.1 FM to get that. Listen, the world is crap right now. You know it. I know it. I feel like I keep harping it on Typically Tuesdays, not because I necessarily want to, but because that is kind of the vibe of the show. I'll tell you about the bad stuff that happens and bring you an alternative perspective on how to come together and solve that issue. But big media does not care about whether you get to hear about the positive thing, the optimistic alternatives to addressing these issues. A few weeks ago, I made a show about suicide prevention awareness for Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in September. And I talked about suicidality and pain, why somebody might go to the extent of suicidality in order to navigate and cope with their pain. And I also talked about alternative community practices to help somebody who might be moving through mental distress and suicidality. That show went up on air, no problems, no hitch at all. And I'm sure that you learned something valuable from that. Guess what Meta did? It shadow banned me. It shadow banned the Typically Tuesdays account because I had the gall to talk about something as important as mental health support. I had the gall to mention suicide in my post. So that ended up not reaching a lot of people. That that promotion post ended up not reaching a lot of people. What ended up actually reaching people was the actual episode itself on this here grassroots independent radio station. We need your support to continue to do that. If that episode resonated with you in any way, if any of the episodes that I have produced over the past year, and even beyond that, if you've been a really long time listener of Typically Tuesdays, and you think back fondly or with deep emotions about an episode that I have produced that made you think about something in an alternative way, even though it was heavy, but it brought some kind of hope or question or scrutinizing opinion to you, please consider donating to Fund Drive right now. You can donate by texting and calling 778-782-2573, or you can head on over to our Fund Drive website, cjsffunddrive.ca. That's cjsffunddrive.ca, and pledge your donation now. $35 will earn you a shout and gratitude on the show. $40 or more will earn you those things, as well as a zine that I created with my hands and my brain, and that I hope you'll enjoy, because it's all about Typically Tuesdays. It's all about the fifth year of Typically Tuesdays, and the broad range of reoccurring topics that I covered. Indeed, in there, there's a lot of doom and gloom, but there is also a five-page essay about idols. So do consider contributing to Fund Drive today, so you can get that zine. $40 or more, 778-782-2573 to make your donation by calling or texting donate, or head on over to our Fund Drive website, cjsf.ca/donate. Sorry, no, it is cjsffunddrive.ca. Our website is cjsffunddrive.ca. Check it out. Here's more music. Also new Van Con. Kind of new, actually. This was originally a single, actually, but I love this song off of the new record, Hail Mary Baby by Worrywart. This is pretty. And I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. It's Fun Drive here at CJSF. Fun Drive. Do you know what Fun Drive is? Let me tell you, it is our annual on-air fundraising campaign. It's happening starting today until next Sunday? It is ending on Sunday, November 3rd. And during this time at the station, we ask you, we tell you, we make it important to let you know that you are vital to our existence here on CJ, on the airwaves. Because without you, we will not be able to create fun, interesting radio programming, and we would be yelling into a void. Radio is like a two-way communication, right? It's the person making the show and also the listener. But community radio is a little bit different in the sense that when you are tuning in to community radio, you're not just listening to some personality talk. You're hearing your neighbor. You're hearing somebody who lives down the block. You're hearing your classmate. You're hearing your coworker talk about something that they're interested in and or passionate about. I've actually always really loved radio. I don't like to share too much about my personal life nor my childhood on air, nor really to anyone. But I've always had a great fondness for listening to the radio. When I was very young, my grandmother would put me to sleep for an afternoon nap around, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And because I was such an anxious child, she'd turn on the radio and we would just like try to fall asleep together while she was listening to the Chinese radio and their news hour. As I got older, I have these really fond memories of driving around town with my mother while I was getting into listening to like top 40 radio and knowing all the lyrics to the songs that were playing, because those were the only songs that these radio stations, at least commercial radio stations, would ever want to play. Right before I got into university, I also remember at some point having daydreamed about having my own radio program. Because I had known that there are some post-secondary institutions that had their own campus radio station. I was thinking to myself, you know, if I were brave enough, perhaps I would host my own radio show too. One that was a music show that would take you across the decades through kind of like popular music. Obviously, that show didn't totally end up happening, but something even better did, which is all of the other programming that I've been involved at CJSF, and more importantly, Typically Tuesdays. At the time when I was fantasizing about this radio show that I would put together, I had never imagined that I would have the reach that I do. I sort of just thought, okay, well, people on campus will listen to it. And that's not untrue of Typically Tuesdays, but I have received feedback from people towns away, feedback from people who legitimately will just send me a message and be like, hey, I listened to your show today and you made me think about this thing and I thought that was so cool. Thank you. And suddenly you've made my Thursday afternoon as I'm looking through my emails. I'm asking you to please not only to just do that, but if you could please also make my Monday afternoon as well by considering making a pledge to Fund Drive this week for Typically Tuesdays. Pledge $40 or more to the show right now at 778-782-2573. You can text or call the word donate, and you will earn not only a shout on the radio, not only this like several page long zine that I've poured too much of my brain and my soul into, but also my eternal love and gratitude, because we really can't make this show without you. I don't think I would have continued to stay on the radio and also to stay at CJSF if I had not known that actually I was reaching people who were interested in hearing what I was saying. Not only that, who were having their minds changed about some of the subjects that I've covered, or who were able to rediscover or find new passion in a hobby that they had put down at one point. And I've gotten feedback from listeners about that, and that has been wonderful. Please help me continue to reach those souls. Whoa, that sounds too deep. But help me continue to reach those people and to you by pledging and donating to CJSF's Fund Drive. CJSF fundrive.ca to make your donation online. Or again, if you're going to do it through a call or text, that's 778-782-2573. $40 or more gets you a shout on the radio, and also a zine, and my eternal love and thanks. Thank you so much. 778-782-2573. Let's hit them with more music. Here is Anti-Nothing with Jankum.